Adam, good morning. Golly, great weather.
Pretty good weather.
You sure think, tell Charlie's in town. We got good
Charlie's
weather.
Charlie's in town, and yeah, when Charlie's out of town, that's when the weather goes south.
Oh, we got these big old wall clouds coming through, and snowstorms and stuff. Golly, but it's that brilliance coming through.
Oh, I know. That's as long as he's in town, the weather's nice. When he's out of town, the weather turns bad.
Exactly. Anyway,
I don't know why, but
out in the landscape right now, it hasn't rained in a while.
Well, we had a little bit this week, not much.
Oh, all that did was settle the dust. Come on, that wasn't much of a rain.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't rain that much.
Anyway, however, the ground moisture is very adequate. I know that firsthand.
So it's still okay.
There's plenty of ground moisture down there. The big trees are doing fine. Even the medium-sized trees, your new trees might need a little help. Your new shrubs will need a little help too, but stuff that's established in the ground that has a good layer of mulch on the surface,
yes.
Adam.
Anyway,
are doing really quite well.
I noticed, and I was telling you this before we came on the air, I've noticed that the some of the trees are showing their buds.
The maple trees are starting to bloom. Mm-hmm. What we really need right now is a zinger. Because the oaks are in bloom and the maples are in bloom. And if you don't want acorns and little twirly gigs falling out of the sky, then... then what we need is a good freeze, and I don't think that's coming on really this week.
Around overnight tonight upper 40s, tomorrow night upper 30s. So we're looking in the upper 30s for lows for much of
after the weekend on the maples. They're open right now. It's going to be a little late, but there's not too much of a problem. Those helicopters.
All those helicopters.
The seeds, when they come down. Yeah, it's not going to be much of a problem, but the acorns can get a little noisy sometimes. But anyway.
Yeah, it can be.
And the sweet gum trees, they're not quite open yet, so just hope we have some cool weather to sort of keep them under control.
But, I've noticed some trees starting showing their buds coming out. And
star magnolia's in bloom.
Yes.
And my neighbor's star magnolia is in bloom. It's a variety of the saucer magnolia. It's a star magnolia, a very unique flower on it. They're white, and the petals are descending strap-like petals on them. They're really quite showy. Rugged and durable and tough and easy to grow. But I use that now and then for specimen interest plants in the sun areas where you might want something like, say, a Japanese maple or something. These will take the sun very well. And the flower show is kind of unique and kind of showy. And otherwise, they're just a very easy to grow plant. But anyway, that's called star magnolia. And you might consider getting one if you have an area that's a little difficult to grow some things and something that's just no care. I mean, it grows in my yard. It doesn't get any care at all. So it does really.
You just leave it alone. Let it grow.
Last fall, I did cut out and had a lot of suckers on it. I cut all them out. And I trimmed them up. It had some conflicting wood and stuff in it. I cleaned it up. It looks really nice. It's a very... I can't think of the word for the structure of the branching. It's very kind of gnarled and very interesting branching characteristic. So it's kind of an attractive plant.
Yeah. Okay.
And one that doesn't get too big.
What happens if it gets too big? Then what?
Just
do you
cut
do?
It back.
Oh, yeah, just cut it back.
But this one I know it probably came with the house. I know it's been there at least a good 30 years. And it's hasn't outgrown its welcome yet, so it's a good plant. Okay. Also, this last summer, I relocated a crepe myrtle that I'd planted a long time ago before I planted my cherry trees on the north side of the house, and it was getting a little crowded, so I moved it around front. And that was quite a task. The root ball was, golly, as big around as you can reach, and I think it was heavy. But I used some ropes and a wheelbarrow and got it moved, and now it's adorning the front of the house, so... So it's time to move things that you might want to transplant. Crepe myrtles transplant real easily, and now's the time of year if you want to do that. Also, magnolias move kind of easily too, and whatnot. So it's time to do that right now on a lot of things. So if you want to move something, get after it. So.
And really, now's the time to do it.
You bet. Yeah. They're just now starting to grow. They're going to get some good growth on the roots right now because they're waking up. and they'll recover, because it's a lot of damage when something is replanted and relocated like that. It damages it an awful lot. And you want to do it when resources are plentiful, such as typically is this time of year. Mm-hmm. But Charlie's in town, so it's not going to rain. No, so you just have to water it.
You got to water it.
Hey, you bet.
By the way, the next chance of rain won't be until Monday.
Oh.
Monday night.
Okay, yeah, Monday night and
a little Tuesday. Bit on Tuesday. That's the next
30%. It was like 50% earlier.
Well, they're talking Monday night, 70% chance.
Oh, really?
After midnight.
So they're pushing the forecast forward a little bit. So
yeah, they are a little bit, but
which is good. I'm right in the middle of a big old sprinkler system. And that's all I need.
Expecting a storm system coming in probably late Monday into Tuesday morning. So yeah, I think we got a chance to take care of some rain here and anyway, wires starting to fall down.
Wires are falling everywhere.
Hey, Larry, I think we got a couple phone calls.
Okay.
So let's go to those phone calls. We want to say good morning. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes, I need to add a question for Larry. I need to fertilize my fruit trees.
Yes.
Well, so I have some tree spikes.
Uh-huh.
When and where around the tree do I put them?
Well, you put them, traditionally, you put them at the drip line on the tree. How long have the trees been in the ground?
Oh, they're probably at least 10 years
okay,
old.
Okay, they're very well established then. So you want to put it at the around the drip line of the tree. And that's the furthest point where rain is unimpeded and it falls to the earth. Yeah. You know, it's where the rain would fall outside the tree and it won't go through the leaves. That's the drip line. Don't put it close to the trunk because it really can't take advantage of it real close to the tree. You need to go kind of far out from the tree.
All right.
And we've got some fertilizers at the nursery that'll work rather well. You could use Milorganite, or we have some Garden Tone, which works real well. And some, you know, organic plant tone. It just depends on and tree and shrub fertilizer. We've got all that stuff at the nursery. So,
Now's the time to do that.
I plan on doing mine this weekend. So, in addition to a whole bunch of other things, it's a busy day in the garden, or a busy weekend in the garden this week. So, that's one of the things on the agenda is to get those fertilized. Alrighty.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. I think we got another caller waiting. And we want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I got a couple questions here for Larry. First one is, it's coming up. I got some land, and I want to try to save my native pecans.
Uh-huh.
When's the best time to spray them?
You go ahead and spray those. What are you spraying for? What insect are you spraying?
The boar worm.
The boar worms?
Yeah.
You can use on that, the Thuricide works, like boars that bore into the trunk.
That bores into pecans.
Oh, into the pecans, yeah. Okay, you want to use a something for those, and you can use either Spinosad or Thuricide. And you want to do that, you want to begin doing that directly after they're done blooming. Yes,
okay,
believe it or not, they don't have giant blooms on them. They're real small little flowers. But those catkins that hang down, those are the male parts. That's when they're in bloom, and you want to start directly after that.
Okay, after the tassels fall.
And, pardon?
After the little tassels come off?
Yeah, after the tassels fall off, yeah. That's when the fruit starts to develop, and that's generally coincident with the time when they start to invade them and all that. So
okay.
If you use the Thuricide, it's a bacterial type insecticide, and it will persist on the tree very well. And it's very effective in controlling things like worms and whatnot.
Okay. Well, that's the Thuricide.
Thuricide, yeah. It's
second question is, like you said, this is a good week for getting my garden ready, and I plant a big vegetable garden.
Yeah.
Does it matter to how deep you break the soil up?
Well, you want to go a minimum of 8 inches at least.
At least go down to 8 inches.
Yeah.
That turns it over good enough to get there with nutrients and everything.
Yeah, most of them don't go hardly any deeper than that, really, your tomatoes and corn and whatnot. You won't find them too much below 8 inches,
okay.
except potatoes, maybe.
Right.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's good. That helped me out a lot, Tim.
All righty.
All right. Well, thank you, Larry.
All right. Thank you for calling now.
You betcha, bud.
918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry.
You bet.
All right. Want to take a break?
Oh, why not?
Well, why not? Okay. We will take a break. Well, again, we'll take your phone calls as well. Again, the number 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this here on K1.
It's Ford Truck Month here at Dungis Ford.
That means great deals on trucks.
Is it for our friends and neighbors? It's for everyone.
Dungis Ford Truck Month.
Get great rates and great incentives on F-150s and Super Duties.
Dungis Ford.
75 Long Ears in Bartlesville.
Highway 75 south of No Water Road.
Home of the 995 oil change. DungisFordOnline.com.
Come in for a test drive and leave his family.
It sure looks a lot like spring out there, and that's why Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is your ideal place to go. Get your pre-emergent Weed Killer Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra kills existing and prevents future weeds in your yard. All 5, 7, and 10-gallon trees are on sale for one more week at 30% off. Now's a good time to sow fescue seed. Check out 5-star fescue brand for those shady lawn areas. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on No Water Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Out in full force. Say that again.
Yeah, that was say the that orchestra again. Going down the Thames River on a barge.
Really?
Mm, yes.
But anyway. I was talking about your orchestra.
Yeah, that's what I mean, morning. Yeah.
Welcome back to Green Country Gardener. And again, the number to call if you have a gardening question for Larry, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
Anyway, in the garden, it's time to cut back your liriope, monkey grass. I'm going to make an attempt to start my weed eater and give it a shot this weekend.
Is it a gas weed eater?
Yes.
Oh. It's been a while since you probably ran it, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's probably all kinds of critters living in the carburetor. but anyway, it usually starts up pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Okay. I need to cut that back, too. Also, my burning bush need to be cut back. The crepe myrtles, somewhat. The crepe myrtles really didn't die back this winter. So we don't have to, if you want some altitude on them, some height on them, it's not going to take a great deal of cutting back. So you can go ahead and do that right now.
I think we got a caller waiting, and let's go to this caller. We want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes, I had a question on monkey grass. I know it's time to cut it off, but I have some that, you know, definitely needs to be cut, but because I guess we haven't had such a cold winter,
right.
I have some of it across the front that is just green and luscious. Should I cut that off?
You don't have to if it looks okay, but it's traditionally we do cut it back this time of year.
Okay.
But it'll come back fresh. You'll have new leaves on them. They'll look nice and fresh in the spring when they come back. You could wait a little while, too, look real close at it, and when the leaves start to emerge, you can cut it back, and that'll shorten the time in which there's nothing there, and then there's something there. So,
oh, okay.
So there's two ways to look at that. You can, depending on your time schedule, you could do it a little bit later on, just as it starts to come up.
Okay.
But it's just that time of year when it has to be. Mine up front looks kind of ragged, so I'm going to have to cut it back this year.
Yeah. Well, it just looks so good, just like it does in the summer, and I thought, well. Should I cut it off or not? Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry.
In addition to monkey grass, yews, nandinas, hollies, boxwoods, crepe myrtles, burning bush, and euonymus, etc., don't cut back your forsythia. Mm-hmm. It has yet to bloom. The flowering quince this year is putting on a nice show. I've been at several houses where the flowering quince is starting to leak the leaf out, starting to bloom out. And traditionally, though, around here, the flowers come out as during or after the leaves come out, and they're kind of hard to see. So the flowering quince is going to make a good show this time of year, mm-hmm. this year. In other words, we'll be able to see the flowers on it. So yeah. They're an old-fashioned thing. It's kind of easy to grow. They bloom for about 20 seconds during the year. But when they do bloom, it's quite a nice show.
Yeah. I've been seeing, speaking of early growing, seeing that the tulips looks like they're starting to bloom.
Tulips are coming up. The daffodils are up. Mm-hmm. My little miniature ones are in full bloom right now. I need to get the camera out there and just take tons of pictures of them. Mm-hmm. And those are out right now. And the hyacinths are just barely starting to come up. And the Dutch iris popped up this last week too. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things coming up. Okay. So
okay.
Don't forget to cut back your clematis. It's a good time to do that because the clematis will begin to grow rather voraciously pretty soon. They grow really fast when they do come out, and mm-hmm. you don't want to waste all that energy on stuff you're going to cut off. So, mm-hmm. and typically when we cut clematis, we cut back down to what we call the scaffolds, which are the main branches coming up, and then they'll branch out from that and go ahead and bloom. The clematis bloom on new growth rather than old. So go ahead and cut that back also. It's time to scalp that Bermuda grass and apply that crabgrass preventer. And that's typically done when the forsythias... Forsythias.
Say that a few times.
Forsythias and the lilac. Did I say it wrong?
No, I don't think so.
Are in bloom. So.
No.
And now's another time also to put pre-emergent on your annuals, or not your annuals, but your perennial beds and your shrub beds and all that. Because the weeds are going to start coming up pretty soon, too, on those. So, other weedy plants such as dandelions are best controlled using post-emergent weed controls, such as Trimec or 2,4-D. Don't use 2,4-D in your beds, though. It'll ruin your plants.
Oh, whoops.
And Roundup works very well right now on your annual weeds that's in your grass right now, and some that are in your beds, too. So, I know those dandelions are a tough one to control. But actually, dandelions are very good for you. They're really quite healthy plants. They're not considered weeds, actually. They are what are considered wild vegetables.
Mm.
That is, according to the USDA, dandelions are more nutritious than broccoli and spinach.
Really?
Yes, really.
Wow, I did not know that.
They attract birds and deer, so...
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
watch
well, out at least the deer won't go after your tulips and your pansies. In Pueblo, Colorado, it is illegal to grow dandelions. So if you live in Pueblo, people listening in Pueblo on the net, don't grow any dandelions. You can get in big trouble.
Oh, wow. Why good, is that, I wonder?
It's probably just a real pain in the neck over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them. And golly, some years we have so many of them. You look down at the interchange.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's just solid yellow. In the past, it's been beautiful.
Full of dandelions.
Uh-huh. And it's really, really quite showy till the wind starts blowing and all these seeds come out and plug up your air conditioner. But
yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. Now, speaking of winds, the wind's supposed to increase today. So.
Okay.
Thought I'd let you know that.
What else is new? This is Oklahoma.
No, I know.
And they're good food for gerbils, hogs, cows, horses, and chickens, poultry.
Okay.
They like dandelions too. So they're pretty good plants. If we really, and they're a little bitter, but if they're harvested and cooked right, they can be quite delicious.
Okay.
So now I have everybody up on their hands and knees picking their dandelions instead of spraying them, eating them.
Oh. Oh my. You'll be spending all day picking those.
Yeah. Okay. They have interesting statistics on dandelions. It's funny. It helps cut fats and reduces gas. It's good for kidney stones, cancer, diabetes, and to cleanse the blood. Da 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 da. Weight reduction, good for vision and your skin and acne and so on. So it helps you. It's good stuff. Dandelions.
Really? Are. Okay.
So they're really not the enemy we think they are, but we just don't like them in our yard.
No, we don't.
So I guess we pick if worse comes to worse, we'd go out there and actually encourage them and eat them and probably be a lot healthier than
I never ate one before.
You never eaten a dandelion?
Never have.
Had a group of high school kids come through the nursery one time. They wanted to see what's going on there. I guess it was a science class or something, and they wanted a tour of the nursery. And I showed them the mechanics of the heaters and the fans and how they all work and the relays and all that. They were kind of interested in that. We went outside and walked by the pansies, and I picked one of the flowers and ate it. Hmm. And they go, ew! I said, no, really. A lot of times you use it as a garnish on salads and things. And yeah, they're really quite good. The pansy flowers are really pretty good.
Hmm.
So they're edible, and they make an attractive adornment for your salads and things. So a little ranch dressing on them, they're just fine. So
my next question was going to ask, can we put salad dressing on them? And
sure.
All that good stuff.
And celery.
And celery.
Use your celery phone.
My celery phone.
But anyway,
my carrot phone. Yeah.
After I did that, one or two of them thought they'd try it, and they ate it. Not bad. Well, after that, we didn't have any flowers left in our
bed. I was going to say, they probably ate them after all.
Once you broke through the barrier like that, they kind of enjoyed them. So.
Oh.
But anyway, they're pretty good. And they're starting to come out again. My pansies at home, I planted them in containers this winter, and they're starting to really leaf out. They're really putting on a really nice show right now out the patio window. So the ones up front, I forgot to water them. They're very forgiving. They're coming back. So.
Better take care
don't
of them.
Don't forget to water your plants.
Yeah,
better
take care of them, Larry. Yeah, better.
I know, golly.
Before they become droopy.
So, but anyway, they're very, very tough. Yeah. They take the cold really quite well. Mm-hmm. And I've seen in people's landscapes where they're really starting to pop out. Now, we have some for sale. They've been outside all winter long, and they look a little bedraggled, but they're popping on some flowers here and there, and they'll do fine. Once they get in the ground and get some warmth coming on, they'll be really nice. And you enjoy them all the way till June, actually.
Really?
So don't plant them so close together that you can't plant annuals around them. So this cycle can occur where it gets too hot and the pansies just can't tolerate the heat. Then your annuals would grow out over them. So anyway, you can enjoy them right now, too. So if you're smart enough to plant them in the fall, they're coming up and putting on a really good show right now in the garden.
And that's usually the best time planting them in the fall.
I like to plant them in September, early October, while the ground is still relatively warm. Mm-hmm. The roots can get established, and they survive the winter very well. Then they come back up. So, pansies, good plants too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we kind of diverged off of dandelions. We're talking about edible plants and wandered off into that. But anyway, dandelions can be controlled right now with some Roundup because it is warm enough. Be sure to use Roundup properly. You really can't deluge the plant. You just have to get the leaves wet with it. That's all you really have to do. Mm-hmm. So if you're conservative with your Roundup, not only can you save some money, but it's ineffective once it gets past the plant. So don't put them more than you really have to. Just get the leaves moist. That's all it needs. That's all you have to do. And if you've got a tough plant like a dandelion, you might come back an hour later and reapply to get more into it. To really control it, because that root, I mean, they go all the way down to Australia. These roots do, even through the molten core of the earth, they go right through it. They're so deep.
Yeah, they got strong roots. I can tell you that.
There are other weeds that are coming up right now. One of which is the henbit. Henbit is just everywhere, and it's a little bit of a tough one to control. Timing is very important on the control of the henbit. You want to control it before it begins to bloom. And that's when? Right now. So you want to do something. It's just coming up, and if you go out and look in the front yard and you see all these little scallop-shaped leaves in the yard, that's the henbit. And it just plugs up the lawnmower. It's a real mess when it grows.
Yeah.
And when it finally takes off, it just grows like crazy. And it's real tough to control, because once it's in the bloom stage, it's very, very difficult to control. So now's the time to get after the henbit. That's that one with this purple haze over your lawn. That's henbit.
That's henbit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that's on the agenda today also.
And you got that at the nursery available? Or
right. We have in the form of either Roundup or we got Weed Out right here in the pump spray for those people with a little lawn. And we have it in a hose end sprayer. Weed Out with Q. We also have it in the concentrate, which is the most efficient way to do it, in the concentrate. And we have another product next to that called Weed Free Zone, which is very effective in controlling weeds. It's more thorough control because it has various things in it that'll work too. So come on, check that out.
All right, absolutely. And Larry, we're going to go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
And again, we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you have a gardening question for Larry, just give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener and your phone calls right after this.
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store, 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Save on automotive supplies at Peters True Value in Dewey. Right now, a quart of Pentons Oil motor oil is just $2.99 each. Choose from 10W30, SAE 30W, 10W40, or 5W30. Trust is multi-velocity formula to help prevent dirt, sludge, and other contaminants from compromising your engine's performance. So whether you're preparing your car for seasonal weather or regular maintenance, now's the time to stock up. Hurry in for these bargains of the month while supplies last. Peter's True Value. Behind every project is a true value.
Oh, they're just playing the same song again. Your orchestra.
Vivaldi's Spring.
Do they have another tune?
What's that, my orchestra?
Yeah.
They're kind of stuck in a causal loop today.
Hey, but you know what? They do a good job.
They do a good job.
They do. If you got a gardening question for Larry, just give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
Okay, anyway, we were talking about trimming things, controlling weeds and all that. And what else should we do? What else should we be doing in the garden now? It's time to fertilize those trees and shrubs. And there are several ways to fertilize it. The spikes work pretty well for big trees. Be sure to follow the instructions carefully on how much to put on there. Mm-hmm. You want the trees to be strong and you want them to grow properly. You don't want to overdo it. It makes them rather weak wooded. And as we know around here, the weather can get somewhat tumultuous, so we want to make sure they are strongly wooded trees.
Right.
So don't overdo it, just enough. Typically, if you keep your lawn well fertilized, the trees are going to be in pretty good shape. They don't need much of anything else because their roots go all over underneath the yard. I know in my beds in the front, I have maple trees in the front yard, and the roots from the maple tree just go in there, and in 1 year it just cover the whole thing. I mean, so the root system, and they're far away, they're way well away from the drip line, these beds are. So it's it can be a real nightmare when you're trying to grow flowers and these big old, I mean, to pull them up it looks like a wig, they're so
really
dense and thorough. Yeah. So they're basically everywhere. So the way I like to apply fertilizer for the trees is using a granular tree fertilizer, and just so it it spreads it out uniformly, so all the roots get that coverage. And they're just now barely beginning to start to grow, and there's a little bit of a chance of rain coming on. So if you do apply a tree and shrub fertilizer at this point in time, it will get into the root zone at the perfect time when they're starting to grow, when they really, really need it. So yes, now's a good time to fertilize. Okay?
Okay.
Do your roses also. My Julia Child rose is growing, and I got a little fairy rose up front, and that's a misnomer. That thing, it is spiky. Man,
really?
You have to wear welder's gloves to even get into that thing.
That's the one thing I don't like about roses is those thorns.
But that's it's the fairy rose. It's a definite misnomer. I've got these really heavy leather gloves, and then I can work in it. But it's a tough one, and golly, I've had a brick wall fall on the thing. And
a brick wall, and it survived?
It was in the backyard, and we had these walls around the patio there crumbling. So
and
it just fell over on it. And oh my goodness, so I trimmed it back and it came back again. And we're going to expand the patio, so it got displaced to the front yard last summer. And it's grown and covered in flowers. It's really attractive all summer long last year.
Oh my.
So I'm going to go in this weekend and just cut it back really far, and it'll survive again. Anyway, that's a real hardy one. It's kind of like the drift roses we have, just that tough. And but it is time to fertilize and prune them back. So. Now, we were talking about that, and time to divide your hostas. Hosta time right now. So if you've got hostas that need to be divided, it's time to do that. And make sure wherever you plant them that the soil is properly prepared for your hostas. Hostas do not like our native soil. They like something that is very heavy in compost or peat moss or something like that. I say peat moss, not always. You might want to use potting soil because peat moss has too low a pH for hostas. They don't like a low pH. They like a neutral or slightly alkaline soil. So they'll do a lot better if your soil chemistry is right. So it's time to divide those now. Begin spraying for fungus and diseases on your roses. We have a product called Infuse, which works real well as a systemic fungicide. And we have it in several forms. It's in a concentrate. We also have it in a hose end. And this would be good for your phytinias also. Infuse, being a systemic fungicide, it gets within the plant and helps control fungus. Now, I don't think we're going to have much of a problem with Entomosporium on your phytinias this time of this year, due to the lack of rain, and so on. All these dusty, dry winds tend to keep the fungus under control. But nonetheless, you know that can change in a little while, depending on the verbiage you got on that forecast over there. It could get rather rainy for a very long period of time, as we have learned this last spring, last year. It just rained and rained and rained and rained, you remember?
Oh, I remember that.
And and that causes problems with your roses and your phytinias, both of which are kind of related to the rose family, Rosaceae.
Yeah.
So, and they're subjected to a similar disease.
So too much rain could cause some problems.
Exactly. It ruined my cherry crop last year. But it didn't seem to hurt the plums.
No, your plums did very well.
Yes,
but your cherry trees didn't.
I had just enough to give away to sister-in-law. She made a little bit of jelly on it, but that was it. But they had beautiful crop, just covered in cherries, absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Then I don't want to spray them with any fungicide or anything because I don't like to do that. So, oh well, they'll be back next year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But those plums will keep on growing, though, right?
They're actually I'm getting bud swell on my plums.
Really?
Uh-huh. So they're going to be in bloom pretty soon, and we're going to probably have several more bushel baskets of plum just from two trees this year. So it's going to be quite a deal.
That's good, yes. But anyway, you've got, we were talking about your chemicals there, and all available at the nursery.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also your euonymus. I go to a lot of people's houses and look at their euonymus, and the scale and mealybugs are just terrible on them. Scale and mealybug is an insect that attaches itself to the stem and just draws the plant sap out of the trunk of the tree or the plant. It's very parasitic to your euonymus. It causes weakness, and you can get galls coming in, fungal galls and so on, coming in on your euonymus as a result of them being weakened by these insects. And now's the time to put down some dormant oil on your euonymus plants, specifically the Manhattan euonymus. Okay, and that, what that'll do is physiologically it works by smothering the insect. So it'll do it, be a good control, and I say the word control because there are going to be some survivors. So you want to apply it right about now, and then probably again, when just as it begins to warm up consistently, you want to probably want to give them another application if you have a real bad infestation. So time for dormant oil spray on scale susceptible insects. Or plants, rather, scale susceptible plants. If you have Nandinas, you don't do anything to them, just whack them back. They don't have any bugs or diseases or anything else. So they're a real easy to grow plant in the garden, but they don't fit every single niche. There are some plants that we want that have problems like this, and we need to address those problems.
Okay. Yes.
Also, look up at your hawthorns. Look for evidence of, I was at a house this week, and all the bark was on the hawthorn. Normally it's gray to a brownish gray color. It was as black as this keyboard. And that's very anomalous for a hawthorn to have black stems on it. And well, what that was is a fungus, or a mold actually, growing on it as a result of an aphid infestation on the leaves in the summer. Aphids, when aphids suck the juices out of the leaves, they poop out, basically, honeydew,
yeah,
which is a sugary substance. It attracts ants, which carry this honeydew and the aphid eggs and spread them around everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a symbiotic thing with the aphids and ants. They kind of work together on this. And also, that honeydew that is not picked up by the ants is deposited on the stem just by gravity, just falling down. And black mold grows on this honeydew. That's a telltale sign that you have had a bad aphid infestation. So, if you have plants that have just inordinately black, and trachoma lizards are susceptible to this too, inordinately black colored stems, you want to go ahead and use a dormant oil on them also to try to kill off the overwintering eggs of the aphid insects.
So, okay. Yeah.
So all these little things to look for. I walk up to people's houses and I just see problems everywhere when I come up. And I go, oh my gosh. And sometimes I'm not there to consult with them about their plant diseases or problems, but maybe about an irrigation issue or something. And so, by the way, you got this and this and this. And I was at a house yesterday, and she had borers on her dogwood tree. Didn't even know it.
Yeah.
And I said, your bark is peeling. It's totally unrelated to what we're doing. I said, your bark is peeling on your dogwood tree, and that's why part of it's dead over there. And sure enough, I popped off a little bit of the bark and pulled up some frass underneath the bark. And a frass is a result of the chewing of a boar, basically boar poop.
Right. Oh, yeah.
and this powdery substance underneath the bark is what's left over after the boars get through gnawing on your stem. And she goes, oh, my gosh, what do I do? And I said, spinosad is the newest thing for that. And we have it in a product called Captain Jack's Dead Bug.
That's a catchy name. Yeah.
Do you have Captain Jack's Dead Bug? I said, yeah, we do. We got it. Or we have a Fertilome Boar Bagworm Tent Caterpillar and Leaf Miner Spray. And Nature Guard, we have that. A Nature Guard product. And all these are the spinosad. And
right.
They use that, the Nature Guard. It's kind of a natural substance, too, against which insects have no immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very effective, actually, and the veterinaries are beginning to use them on animals too.
Oh, really?
As a systemic insecticide on your animals. It's safe enough to ingest at that point, and controls them from within. So
interesting stuff right there.
It works physiologically on the insect's central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
Proclivity that is specific to the insects rather than mammals, I would hope. But anyway,
yeah.
It's pretty good stuff. So anyway.
Hey, we got a caller.
But put them on, golly.
We got a caller. We'll put them on and we'll say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Okay. The last 2-3 years, I've had ants. What can I put on yard now to get rid of them later.
What I've used in my yard and what's been very effective are these ant traps. They've got them at the mart stores, and they got them at the big old discount lumber stores. It's basically an ant control. You open up the package and put it in the ground. The ants are attracted to it, and the ants carry that substance back to the nest and kind of wipes out the whole colony.
You put it around the house, or do you put it out in the yard somewhere?
I put it around the house, and if I see them out in the yard, around the shed and all that, they kind of like to hide around rocks and structures and things.
Yeah.
And I found that to be a very effective control on ants, because ants, they move around an awful lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of hard to control them. So we take advantage of the fact that they're attracted to this stuff. And it's a very, very effective ant control. I've had friends of mine ask me, well, what do I do about these ants? They're horrible. I had one lady in particular last year. She had a similar problem to what you're saying. And she used that stuff, and they're gone. I've used it around my house, too.
And ant trap.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All right, Larry, we're going to take another break. And again, we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you have a gardening question for Larry, just give us a call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this on K1.
It sure looks a lot like spring out there, and that's why Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is your ideal place to go. Get your pre-emergent Weed Killer Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra kills existing and prevents future weeds in your yard. All 5, 7, and 10-gallon trees are on sale for one more week at 30% off. Now's a good time to sow fescue seed. Check out 5-star fescue brand for those shady lawn areas. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on the Water Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Head to Jensen Tractor Ranch for their trade-up sale on Kubota tractors. Your Kubota tractor is worth up to $10,000 when you trade in now, plus get 0% financing for 60 months or cash back. Trade in, trade up, save $1,000 on Workmaster Utility 50 or 70 horsepower. Save $1,000 on PowerStar T4 Series 65 and 75 horsepower. And save $1,000 on T4 Series tractors 90 to 120 horsepower. But hurry in now before March 31st, Jensen Tractor Ranch, US Highway 75 South in Bartlesville. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification by CNH Industrial Capital, LLC. See your participating New Holland and dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Offer good through March 31st, 2016. Not all customer or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions will apply. Offer subject to change or cancellation without notice.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlee's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Line 1-800-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Welcome back to Green Country Gardener. And we got a caller waiting, and let's go to this caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Am I on?
You are on. Go
you
ahead.
Are on the air.
I was wondering about, I think they're called ladybugs. Little round hard things. How do you keep them out of your house? I don't mind them being outside, but I'd like to keep them from coming in. They come in the patio door.
Right. If you've got ladybugs in the house, ladybugs are carnivorous. They attack aphids and whatnot in there, so you might have some other issues close to the house that they're attracted to. So if you could sort of keep them away by maybe controlling other insects around the house, perhaps they won't be as
well,
much.
Right now, I don't see any other insect except them.
Well, at this time of the year, though, I don't think there are very many ladybugs around, actually. You might have something.
Well, maybe there's something else. A little round thing that has a hard top to it.
Yeah. Yeah, there are other insects that that look kind of like a ladybug. Are the spots, are they distinctively black spots on the back?
Yes.
Okay, you've got ladybugs. What I would do is, if you can, gather them up and put them outside because they're very beneficial to the garden.
Okay. that's good to know.
But yeah, in fact, a while back, it was quite a thing to actually buy ladybugs. And we sold a whole lot of ladybug egg clusters. And they're very effective in controlling things like aphids and, you know, other insects like that because they are carnivorous. So
pick them up and put them in your flower bed.
Yeah. That's if you got a whole lot of them, well, I don't know, you might use the vacuum cleaner. It seems kind of cruel, but to get them cleaned up. But otherwise, if you can collect them and just throw them out the back door, they'll do more good outside than inside.
Okay. All right. I just think they're trying to get warm.
All right. Yeah, that's probably it, too. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Larry, what's we got about a couple of minutes left. What's going on in the nursery?
At the nursery, right now, we're getting all kinds of new trees and shrubs in right now. We've got some pretty cool-looking yard art out there at the nursery, too. It's kind of interesting. So let me see. I've got some pictures of it here. I brought my laptop today. It's always fun. And they're these little birds with kind of springy things on them. They're kind of cool. I brought one home for the wife to look at. And she thought that was the greatest thing. So anyway, you might want to come. Here they are. See, they're really strange-looking little birds. And the wings kind of flap around in the breeze.
Right.
And they're very colorful. They're kind of nice. So that's kind of new. We've got hellebores right here in bloom. Hellebores is a perennial plant that blooms when it's cold.
Oh, well, yeah.
This newer variety seem more tolerant of our soils over here. So you don't have to do a whole lot of preparation for them, but you do need to do some, and they do like a bit of protection. And they're available in whites and pinks and whatnots. And, and they've bred them, so the flowers actually, they're not hanging down. It used to be they were so hidden and hanging down, you couldn't see them. But the newer ones, the flowers are up and really quite showy. So they're in bloom basically when it's warm in the winter and in the fall and even in the spring. Right now they're starting to pop out. So this is hellebores, and these have multi-blooms on them as opposed to the old-fashioned ones, which didn't. And people come in, they're kind of intrigued by them, really, that something would actually bloom. Another term for them is Linton rose. So we've got all kinds of new and innovative stuff. And golly, Adam, to get that stuff in the ground, what do you need to do?
I need to sharpen that
sharpened shovel.
Yeah,
yes,
I should do that.
We'll talk at you next
week. All right,
week.
Larry, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.